好，请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到马太福音26章。
So brothers and sisters, please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章17到30节。
Matthew chapter 26 verses 17-30. And so, brothers, we'll have the brothers read the odd verses and the sisters read the even verses, and let us read together in English and Chinese.
马太福音二十六章十七节，弟兄请。除酵期的第一天，门徒来问耶稣说：“你是逾越节的宴席，要我们在哪里给你预备？”门徒遵着耶稣所吩咐的，就去预备了逾越节的宴席。正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”耶稣回答说：“从我上手在盘子里的，就是他要卖我。”每日说的犹大问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”又拿了一杯来，出现了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。好，圣经我们念到这里，我们记得多祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us your precious word.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮。
And your word is our spiritual food.
因着你的话语，我们对你有更深的认识。
Through your word, we have a deeper understanding of you.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何活。
And through your word, we know how we are to live here on earth.
求你的灵运行在我们中间。
And may your spirit dwell among us.
将你的话语向我们开启。
That it might open our eyes to the word.
让我们在你的话语中得帮助。
That we might receive a spiritual help from the word.
信心得以坚固。
That our faith will be strengthened.
能够做你所学的事。
That we might do what is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我们今天念的经文，其中从20节到25节这一部分经文，在上次讲到已经讲过了。
And so, in our sermon passage today, verses 20 to 25, we mentioned that last time.
除去20到25节，那么我们今天念的经文就是有关耶稣基督设立圣餐的经文。
And so, if we take out verses 20 to 25, then what is left are verses that talk about the Lord's Supper.
我们从今天所读的经文中知道，主耶稣是在逾越节设立圣餐。
And so we know from this sermon passage that Jesus' Supper was instituted during Passover.
我去中国宣教之前，那最后一次讲到的时候提到，主耶稣是必须在逾越节被钉十字架。
And before I left for China for missions, my last sermon was talking about how the Lord's Supper had to be during Passover.
因为我当时候说，只有主耶稣才是真正的逾越节羔羊。
And this is because only Jesus is the true Passover lamb.
以色列人出埃及时的逾越节的羔羊。
And when Israel came out of Egypt for the Passover,
这羔羊只能使以色列人的长子躲过天使的击杀。
That Passover lamb could only redeem the firstborn of Israel and save them from being killed.
因着逾越节羔羊的血，那个以色列的长子都躲过了，而埃及的所有长子都被天使击杀了。
So through the blood of the Passover lamb, the firstborn of Israel were spared from the angel of death, whereas the Egyptian firstborn were not spared.
上帝借着这个方法，没有让天使击杀以色列的长子。
And so when God used this way to use the blood of the Passover lamb to help the angel to pass over,
这是因为上帝拣选以色列人为他的子民。
This way was because God elected and chose Israel for His name.
以色列人他们是被上帝呼召出来，要到山上去敬拜他的。
And Israel was called out to worship God by going to a mountain to worship Him.
所以说，上帝就用逾越节的羔羊遮盖他们。
And so we can say that God used the Passover lamb, the blood of the Passover lamb, to cover over them.
到天使来到。门框门楣上涂着羔羊血的房子就越过去了。
And so when the angel came and saw the house with blood on the lintel and the door frame, he passed over that household.
以色列长子就得以保存。
And so the Israel's firstborn were spared.
以色列出埃及的这一历史事件中的逾越节羔羊。
And so this is the history, the historical Passover for Israel.
只是在逾越节那天晚上。有用。
But the thing is, the Passover lamb was only effective for that particular day during that Passover.
逾越节羔羊预表的是要来的主耶稣。
And the Passover lamb typified or pointed to the coming Jesus.
唯有主耶稣在十字架上受死，才能够真正的救赎历史历代的相信他的世人。
It is only the death of the Lord Jesus and His death on the cross that would save those who would have faith, put their faith in Him.
也就是说，耶稣上十字架这一个果效功效，不但耶稣上十字架之前的人，而之后的人，所有相信他的人都能够得救。
Or to put it another way, the death of Jesus on the cross was sufficient not only for those who came before Him or those who came after Him, but it was sufficient for all those who would be saved.
当初以色列人是靠着逾越节的羔羊从埃及为奴之地被拯救出来。
And so, in the past, during the Exodus, it was the Passover lamb was only for Israel as they came out of Egypt.
上帝就要求以色列人守这个逾越节这个日子。
And so God required Israel to hold fast and celebrate the Passover.
逾越节的时候，老一代人就要讲逾越节怎么过来的，怎么杀羔羊，怎么击杀天使，怎么击杀埃及的长子，然后我们怎么样在上帝大能手中被拯救出来。
And so each Passover, those in the older generation would have to tell the younger how the Lord has brought them out, how He has spared them through the Passover lamb, how the Egyptians were destroyed, and all that.
长辈这么讲，底下他们的下一代都听到了，都知道，认识了这位神。
And so then, through the older generation speaking these truths, the younger generations would be able to come to know this great God of theirs.
不过到新约的时候。真正的逾越节羔羊来了。
But in the New Testament, the true Passover lamb finally came.
他要救赎以色列人以及世上各民族的人脱离撒旦的辖制。
And then he came to save not only Israel, but all peoples on this earth, and bring them and deliver them out from under the oppression of Satan.
所以说，真正逾越节羔羊必须在逾越节被杀。
And so the true Passover lamb must be destroyed during the Passover.
这是上帝计划中的事。
And this was all according to God's plan.
主耶稣也是在逾越节被钉上十字架。
So it was during Passover that the Lord Jesus was crucified.
当主耶稣被钉上十字架的时候
，And when the Lord Jesus was crucified,
曾经被上帝从埃及拯救出来的以色列人，也就不再守逾越节了。
And so, because of what Jesus done on the cross, then even the Israelites who were brought out from Egypt, they no longer observe Passover.
因为上帝给他们安排了一个更完全的救赎。
Because God provided for them a fuller, complete salvation.
所以说，主耶稣就在他逾越节钉十字架之前，他设立了圣餐。
And so, the Lord Jesus.During Passover, before he was crucified, he instituted the Lord's Supper.
所有被耶稣救赎的人都要开始守主日了。
And so this is why all those who have been saved by the Lord Jesus now have to observe every Sabbath, every Lord's Day.
并且要在主日里举行圣餐，来纪念主耶稣为我们。
And further on these Lord's days to also celebrate the Lord's Supper.
我在这里这么说，我不敢肯定犹太人的基督徒他们是不是还守逾越节，我不知道。
And so here I want to tell you that I'm not 100% sure whether or not Jewish Christians still hold and celebrate Passover.
按圣经启示的真理来说，
But according to the revealed truth of Scripture.
他如果成为基督徒，他应该守主日，不需要再守逾越节了。
That if when the Jew becomes a Christian, then he must observe the Lord's Day and no longer need to observe Passover.
但他我不知道他们情况，我这是只是我自己在这里说。
And so I'm not sure of their situation, but I'm just saying that here.
弟兄姊妹，有认识犹太人的，问问他们，如果他是基督徒，你问他。你们还守不守逾越节？还是只守圣餐，不守逾越节呢
？And brothers and sisters, if you know of Jewish Christians, you can ask them to see if they still hold a Passover in addition to the Lord's Supper.
打听出来，告诉我一声。
And when you find out, let me know.
我在讲道中就可以很有把握的说。
And so, in my
sermon, 守或者不守
，that I can say with more confidence whether or not they continue to celebrate Passover.
所以说。主耶稣要在逾越节宴席的时候设立圣餐。
And so when Jesus ate the supper in the Passover during the Passover meal,
因为主耶稣知道自己是真正的逾越节羔羊。
Because Jesus knows he is the true Passover lamb.
旧约启示的要被杀的羔羊就这一个。
And so he knows that the Passover lamb in the Old Testament that points to him. He is the only Passover lamb.
唯有这个羔羊能够将世人从最终拯救出来。
Only this Lamb of God can deliver all mankind from their sins.
我们先来看今天经文的前半部分。
So let's first look at the first half of our sermon passage today.
就是主耶稣要为自己预备逾越节宴席的这一部分。
And so let's look at the first part where it talks about how Jesus was preparing this feast during the Passover.
记在马太福音二十六章十七到二十节。
So we see this in Matthew 26 verses 17 and 20.
这一段经文只有四节，记得比较简单。
And so we see there's only four verses here, so it's quite simple.
而在马可福音和路加福音的平行经文中记载的就比较详细。
And so in the Gospel of Mark and Luke, there's the passage goes into a lot more detail and it's longer.
马可福音用六节经文记载的这件事。
So Mark chapter 6 recounts this.
而路加福音的十二节经文记载了这件事。
And Luke chapter 12 also records this.
不过这三本福音书不提到，在除酵节的第一天，门徒来问耶稣说：“你是逾越节的宴席，要我们在哪里给你预备？”
But all three of these gospels tell that on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came and asked, "Where would you have us prepared?"
马太福音十八节，耶稣说：“你们进城去，到某人那里，对他说，夫子说，我的时候快到了，我与门徒要在你家里守逾越节。”
Verse 18 tells us, he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples."
在马太福音里面，某人我们不知道是谁。
And so in the Gospel of Matthew, we know that someone, we're not sure who, but someone.
而在马可和路加福音中，对某人就有比较详细的描述。
But in Mark 6 and Luke 12, there we actually have more information about who that person is.
马可和路加福音书都记载说，耶稣对他们说：“你们进城去， 必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他，他去哪家去，你们就对那家主人说，夫子说，客房在哪里，我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节宴席。
And both Mark and Luke tell us that there actually will be a person who is holding a jar of water, and he tells them to follow that person into the house that he goes into, and there prepare the Passover.
So, 在这两部福音书里，耶稣就告诉他，这个某人你们怎么能找到？
And so, in these two gospels, then he actually tells them how they are to find this one person.
但后面为逾越节准备宴席这一点，这三部福音书都是相同的。
But also, after they find the place to prepare, then the rest is the same for the actual Passover meal.
到马可福音十四章十六节，路加福音二十二章十三节都告诉我们，那两个门徒进了城所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的，他们就在那里预备了逾越节的宴席。
And both Mark and Luke tell us that the disciples went, they found the person exactly as Jesus had said, and they're following him, they prepared the Passover feast.
马可福音和路加福音记载了马太福音没有记载的内容。
And so both Mark and Luke also record some information that Matthew did not record.
那个内容就是耶稣对他们说：“你进城去，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他。他进哪家去，你们就对那家主人说。”
Right. And so both Mark and Luke tell us about how Jesus says there will be a person carrying a jar of water, and you are to follow that person and say so and so.
虽然这一部分内容马太福音没有记载，但是我还是想，有关马可和路加记载的这件事，与大家做一些分享。
And so even though this part is not recorded in our sermon passage today in Matthew, then I still want to expound some of this to you.
因为有些参考书上写，有人认为这件事发生是主耶稣早就安排好的。
And so there are some commentators that say, oh, this happens this way because Jesus already prepared for all this.
所以事情就照着耶稣安排的发生了。
And so of course, because Jesus planned for it, things happen that way.
不过我不太同意这个观点。
But I don't actually agree with this viewpoint.
如果主耶稣已经安排好了，为什么还需要两个门徒去安排？
If Jesus already prepared for the Passover, then why would he call two other disciples to do the same thing?
他和门徒直接去那家里就可以了。
Why can't they just go directly to the house?
另外，如果事情正是照着马可和路加所记载的发展，
But if indeed everything happens the way Mark and Luke recorded that it happened,
两个门徒进城以后，就遇到一个拿着水迎面而来的人。
And so then the two disciples came and they indeed saw a man carrying a jar of water.
你进城去。
If you go into the city.
有个人拿着水迎面而来了。
And someone takes a jar of water and comes.
你没碰到这个人的时候，别人已经告诉你了，进城去就有一个人迎你而来。
And if someone, when you met this person, if someone told you that, you will find this person.
如果我这样跟你说，你进非常去，在路上走，有的人拿着水迎面而来。
And if I told you, hey, go into the city of Philadelphia and look for someone carrying a jar of water.
因为你碰不到。
Well, you won't actually be able to meet this person.
你回来肯定说，胡牧师脑子有点病。
And then you'll come back and say, oh, Pastor, who are you, your mind's not well.
其实我们每个人都有约人的经验。
But we all have experience of meeting up with people.
你要约一个人见面。
But you have to prepare beforehand to meet up with them.
必须具备两个条件。
And so you would have to satisfy two conditions.
确定的一个地点。
First, you have to specify, make sure of the location.
准确的一个时间。
And also an exact time.
如果地点有错。
Well, if you give the wrong location.
你约到了你见不到。
Then you won't be able to meet that person that you wanted to meet.
时间不准确。
Or if your timing is off.
甚至差两三分。
Even maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
那个人没耐心，没有见得到他。
Doesn't have patience to wait. Well, then you'll miss that person.
当然，如果说没有一个人这么约的，我们两个人在哪条路上，你也是上那条路上去溜达，我也去溜达，我们在那边见面。
Well, if we were to try the same thing, but and say, oh, just maybe this road, but then not give a time.
基本上不可能见面的。
Then it's basically impossible to meet up with the other person.
因为我们都有这个经验。
Well, we all have this experience.
因为我们要到某个人家里去。
We need to go to someone's house.
那家里主人电话里啊，你找不到我家吗？我出来迎迎你。
And perhaps you go to someone and the host might say, "Oh, it's very hard to find my house, so I'll be outside, you know, and I'll direct you to where I live."
所以说，在国内就经常发生两个人拿着手机，说你在哪里啊？你在哪里啊？然后。
And so we see in China that two people will be talking on the phone and ask, "Where are you? I don't see you yet."
我也经历过这样。
And I've also experienced.
最后面对面看到了，还在说呢，你在哪里？然后打手机的，我就是打手机。
And there are times too when even two people are calling on the phone and they see each other and they're still calling on the cell phone and asking where the other person is.
所以说这种情况只有在有手机的现在才有可能。
And so this kind of thing with this kind of random occurrence, without specifying location and time, this only during the time of cell phones.
因为手机能够随时通报我自己的地点在哪里，他也通报他的地点在哪里，然后确认一下我们之间差多少距离。
Because only through cell phones can there be real-time communication about where people are at any given moment.
最后才可能在路上。
And then perhaps two people might actually meet.
而耶稣那个是没有手机、没有手表的时代。
And during Jesus' time, there were no watches and no phones.
在那个时代，两个门徒进城以后，见到一个拿一瓶水的人。
And so during that time, for the two disciples to meet up with a person carrying a jar of water,
那是件不可能发生的事情。
That is something that's impossible.
因此，这也不是一件简单的，你安排好了就可以发生的事情。
In other words, this is not just some easy thing where just as long as you plan for it, it will happen.
如果没有手机，没有手表，你安排一个。
And so if you don't have a watch, you don't have a phone, then there's no point in planning this.
除非你命令那个拿水瓶的人一天就在那路上走来走去，来回走，来回走。
Unless you command that person carrying the jar of water to stay there and walk back and forth the whole day.
但是没有人会这样做。
But no one will do things this way.
特别圣经记载说，那个拿水瓶的是男的。
And especially because the Bible says that the person carrying the jar of water is a man.
因为在以色列打水的都是姊妹。
And because during that time, during Israel, all people fetching water, that would be the sisters, the women.
所以说男的拿着水瓶在路上走，本来就是一件很怪的事。
And so for a man to be carrying a jar of water on the street, that is a weird thing.
所以说这件事的发生完全是上帝预定好的。
And so we can see that the fact that this thing happened, this is all something that God has planned.
所以我们接着这件事的发生，我们要知道一件事。
So through this event, we need to see one thing about it.
上帝预定不是像我们人所说的安排那么简单一件事。
When we say God's plans or He predestined, it is not some simple thing that we humans do.
也不像书面人所说的马上到结果的这件事。
And it's not like
结果。说明
yeah.
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 是上帝的预定。
So God's ordaining His planning.
是全过程的预定。
And so this is a fully encompassing kind of plan.
也就是说上帝要预定成就一件事情，事情的每一个细节每个过程都在上帝的控制之下。
So when God plans, he controls all the details and not just the results.
只有这样，耶稣的两个门徒进城以后必然能够遇见一个拿水瓶的人。
So only through this way, when God ordains even the details, then the two disciples can meet the man carrying the jar of water.
所以说这虽然是一件很小的事情，
And so this might seem like a small thing.
然后我们要看到这种小事，这样小的事情也不是我们人能控制的。
And we can see that even this small thing is actually something that we humans cannot control.
完全是受上帝的操作和安排。
So this is completely because of God's plan and His ordaining.
可以说它是一个神迹。
So we can say this is a miracle.
借着这个真理，借着圣经记载这件事，这个真理。
And so through this recording in Holy Scripture,
我们就要知道，只要我们行在上帝的心意当中，
And so we can see that as long as we walk in God's way and will,
前提我们一定要行在上帝的心意当中。
Again, the condition is we must be walking within God's will.
我们做的每一件，我们做的事情的每一个环节，都在上帝的手中。
And everything we do, every detail is in God's hands.
没有一件，没有一点点东西是巧合的。
And there's not one thing that is just by sheer luck or chance.
如果我们思想上有这样的认识，
And if we have this kind of understanding.
对我们的服事就很有帮助。
And this will help us in our service to God.
我们在服事中成就了任何的事情。
And so anything that we accomplish in service or in ministry,
我们都会知道这是上帝成就的。
We will know that God did this, He accomplished it.
我们就会把荣耀给给上，归给上帝。
And so we'll give all the glory to God.
如果我们计划好要想成就的事，
And if we plan something that we want to accomplish,
却没有做成，
And we were unable to actually accomplish it.
我们也不必沮丧。
And we do not need to be too upset.
因为不成，
because if it did not work out,
里面必有我们所不知道上帝的美意。
Even in that what seems like failure, there actually is the hidden goodwill and good pleasures of God.
我们只要欣然的接受就可以了。
As long as we are able to accept in our hearts.
上帝要想让这件事不成，一定是为了我们的益处。
If we accept that, if God did not let this thing come to pass, it is actually for our own good.
我们也要把荣耀归给上帝。
We too can also give all the glory and praise to God.
因为上帝在我们身上阻止了一件他不喜悦的事情。
Because somehow in our lives, God has prevented something from happening that would displease Him.
我们做不成，我们不要埋怨。
So if we are unable to do something, we don't need to be too upset.
做不成也是上帝的心意。
Even if we cannot accomplish it, that is also God's will.
如果我们对这个真理有全备的认识，
And if we have a robust understanding of this truth,
我们基督徒的一生就是一个喜乐的人生。
Then our lives as a Christian will be a life full of joy.
只要我们行在上帝的心意当中，
as long as we walk in the Lord's will,
事情成了与不成，我们都是喜乐。
And whether something is accomplished or does not happen, we can both be in both cases we can be filled with joy.
做成了和没做成都是上帝对我们的护理。
Whether we accomplish or not accomplish something, that is both under God's protection.
因为上帝要把最好的给我们。
Because God is will give us the best.
我们还能不喜乐吗？
How can we not have joy?
好，在我们清楚逾越节宴席是圣餐的预表。
And so when we understand that the Passover feast is a type of the Lord's Supper, points to the Lord's Supper.
上帝要通过圣餐这个圣礼，将主耶稣在十字架上成就的一切恩惠，赐给在圣餐桌前的基督徒。
And so we see that through the institution of the Lord's Supper, that all the blessing of Jesus'crucifixion is given to those at the table.
但是这个恩惠是怎样借助饼和杯临到我们基督徒的呢？
But how is this grace given to us through the bread and the cup?
在宗教改革之后，有关圣餐有四个观念。
And after the Reformation, there are four points related with the Lord's Supper.
我相信我们教会已经讲了好几次了，
sure、
这个圣餐观。
Many times these four points.
但是我在这里也简单的重复一下。
So here, let me just quickly summarize.
天主教的辩词说。
So the Roman Catholic position is this.
他们认为饼和杯在神父祝谢之后，饼和酒的实质就变成了基督的皮和血的实质。
And so the Roman Catholics believe that at the Lord's institution, the bread and the cup actually truly become Jesus' body and blood.
就像我们今天早上领的是，今天刚才领的圣餐。
Just like as we had the Lord's Supper earlier today.
如果是在天主教里，他就认为这个饼就变成了基督的身体。杯就变成了基督的血，葡萄酒就变成基督的血。
And then we would see that the bread would actually truly become Jesus' body, and the cup would truly become Jesus' blood.
他们会这样说，因为他们强调耶稣在施礼圣餐的时候所说：“这是我的身体，这是我立约的血。”
And so the Catholics believe this because, well, they say, "Look at the text. Jesus says, 'This is my body. This is my blood.'"
他们完全以字面的意思来解释。
And so they take a strictly literal reading of the text.
他们忘记了一件最重要的事情，耶稣谈论的是属灵的事情。
But they missed one of the most important things, which is Jesus was speaking of spiritual matters.
他们注视主耶稣的话，说饼和酒的事就变成了基督的体和血了。
And so they point to the text. Well, he says, "This is my body and blood."
我想对这样的注视。
And of course, this understanding.
坐在主耶稣旁边的十二个使徒是无法认同的。
And on this interpretation, this is something that the disciples sitting around him at the table would not agree with.
虽然他对于很多就时间倒流，回到过去。
And so, because if you think back,
如果现在天主教有个神父回到主耶稣设立圣餐的时候，
and if some of the priests came back,
主耶稣祝谢完了，
when they went back to the time when Jesus was giving them,
那个神父跟十二个使徒说，
and then the priest will say to the disciples,
现在你吃的就是耶稣的肉了，
and now what you're eating is Jesus' blood,
你喝的就是耶稣的血了，
and what you're drinking right now is Jesus' blood。
这十二使徒肯定把他打出门去。
And these twelve disciples would surely kick out this Catholic priest.
所以说，他们这样的注释犯了一个很大的释经学道的大忌。
And so we see that this is a big mistake.
也就是说，他们注释的内容，连当时十二个使徒都不明白。
And so, because their explanation and their interpretation is something that even the 12 disciples then would not understand.
那他们就是把自己的意思完全看到圣经里面去了。
And so, in other words, they read their own understanding into the text.
圣经根本没有这个意思。
The Bible isn't even trying to say this.
圣经有这个意思，十二使徒肯定明白。
And if the Bible had this meaning, then the disciples would understand this.
在约翰福音六章记载。
In John 6, it is recorded in the scripture.
当主耶稣告诉使徒，
when Jesus said to the disciples,
以色列人，你们祖宗在旷野吃从天上降下来的玛拿，那是父神将天上的圣粮食赐给他。
To the children of Israel, when your fathers were wandering the wilderness, that God gave them manna for them to eat.
这些使徒、这些门徒就对主耶稣说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我。”耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不渴，信我的永远不渴。”
And the disciples said, "Well, Jesus, give us this bread." And he says, "I am living bread. Whoever eats me will not go hungry, and whoever drinks will not grow thirsty."
所以在主耶稣设立圣餐时说：“这是我的身体，这是我立约的血”的时候。
And so during the Lord's institution, when the Lord's Supper, when Jesus says, "This is my body, and this is my blood."
我相信这些使徒明白了，因为他们记起了耶稣教导他们说：“我就是生命的粮”这个教训。
And I'm sure the disciples remember when Jesus said to them that He is the bread of life.
他们绝不会认为这正是耶稣的身体和耶稣的血。
And they would not think this is literally Jesus' body and His blood.
天主教将圣餐。天主教的辩则说将圣餐变为了弥撒。
And so we see this with the Catholics in their Mass, how during Mass these elements actually become body and blood.
他们认为在进行弥撒的时候，神父将耶稣基督作为祭物再次献给父神。
And so they see in the Mass that actually the priest actually once again offers up Jesus Christ to the Father.
参加弥撒的人因为这个献祭，所以说他们的罪得赦免了。
And so because of this, this miracle, this offering up of Jesus, then their sins are forgiven.
所以说弥撒就成为天主教徒的一个偶像。
So we see that this Mass actually becomes some kind of idol to the Catholic.
马丁路德是何止说。
And then Martin Luther says,
他能够在圣餐中注谢以后，基督的体和血加入了饼和酒里面。
And Martin Luther says that, well, the body of in the Lord's Supper, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ joins the bread and the water, and the bread and the wine.
怎么加入？他也不知道。
How is Jesus' body and blood added to the elements?
或者在饼上，
sure.
或者在饼下，或者在饼当中。
And whether it is under the bread or through the bread?
虽然他的盒子说比天主教的辫子说在逻辑上要合理。
And for what Martin Luther says, though it is more logical than the Roman Catholic position.
然后我认为他也是在这里强解耶稣设立圣餐的这个经文。
And so we see that he still has strange interpretation of the text here.
还有改教家叫石云里。
And we also see another one with Zwingli.
他认为圣餐是纪念说。
And he views the Lord's Supper as a memorial kind of ordinance.
圣餐我们只是纪念耶稣被钉十字架
and his cross.
认为圣餐只是纪念耶稣在十字架上为我们受死。
And so this is just a memorial of how Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
所以在圣餐举行，在举行这个圣餐官在举行圣餐的时候，只是表明主的死。
And so the institution of the Lord's Supper, this is only just to point to and help us remember the Lord Jesus' death.
这是哥林多前书十一章二十六节的经文。
And this is 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
但是十一章二十六节只是表明主的死，二十六节的下半部分是只等到他来。
And so we see in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that this is until Jesus comes back.
纪念说只有上半句经文表明他的死，没有下半句经文等到他来。
And so we see that this only looks at the first half where it says that it is done in remembrance of Jesus, but doesn't look at the latter half where it says until he comes back.
纪念他的死和我们没多大关系。
And to remember his death, it's not as relevant to us.
只等到他来，就和我们有相当大的关系。
But if we emphasize it is also until he comes, then it is much more relevant to us.
因为等到他们来，等到主耶稣再来的话，我们要有信心，要有盼望，要有忍耐。
Because if we are waiting till he comes, then that means we need to have faith and patience and hope.
基督徒的生命要操练，要成长，都在等待他，只等到他来这句话里面。
And so we see all this in the word until he comes, where the Christian life then is a life of training and of waiting.
所以说，纪念说这个圣餐官对基督徒没有一个实质性的很大的帮助。
And so if the Lord's Supper is only merely to do this in remembrance of me, then it won't be that helpful for the Christians.
在我们归正之前，我们都基本上都是这个观念，至少说我也是这个观念。
And then perhaps before our own understanding was reformed, a lot of us held to this view. We thought it was just to remember what Jesus has done.
圣餐只是纪念耶稣为我们死。
And this is only to remind us that Jesus died on the cross for us.
这是以人为本的观念。
And so this is one that is connected on a more human level.
对我们属灵生命的成长没有多大帮助。
And so it doesn't help our spiritual growth that much.
家人的圣餐观是属灵存在说。
But then John Calvin's view is one that is more spiritual.
属灵存在说认为。
This is John Calvin's concept of spiritual presence.
在圣餐的时候，基督是真实性的、实在性的，而非物质性的临到了圣餐中。
And here John Calvin says that the Lord Jesus Christ is truly present, but not of earth, but not earthly present, but actually spiritually present.
这三点就很重要。
And so these points are important.
不是虚假的。
And so this is.So Jesus' presence is not fake.
是真实性的。
It is a true presence.
实实在在的。
It is a very substantial.
但是后面那一个更重要，非物质性的。
But we see that the importance is he's present, but it is spiritual. So.
当然，家人的观念不是说实在的、真实性的，是我们把耶稣基督从天上领了下来。
Well, if Jesus is spiritually present, John Calvin is not saying we then drag Jesus from heaven down to where we are.
把基督从天上领下来是变着说与同着说的观念。
And so we see that this concept of dragging Jesus back down, this would be more like the views of the Catholic and the Lutheran positions.
家人的观念是在圣餐中当中 我们借着信心，我们被上帝提升到主耶稣那里，与他相遇相交。
Instead, John Calvin's view is that through faith, when we partake in the Lord's Supper, we are in, the Lord instead draws us up to Him to heaven.
当然，我对这个提升要有做些解释。
Of course, when we talk about going to heaven, I need to further explain.
提升到主耶稣那里，不是我们人真的提升上去了。
And we're not saying that our human bodies are then are brought up to Jesus in heaven.
提升不是位置的移动，不是位置的提升。
This is not a movement, a geographical or spatial movement.
提升是指我们心里心境的提升。
This is talking about more of a spiritual movement from of our hearts.
我们内心被上帝的信，借着信心被上帝得到。
So our hearts and our spirits through faith is brought up to heaven.
我们内心再不是地上世上的那些心思意念了。
And so then our thinking then is no longer that of an earthly kind of mindset.
所以当领圣餐的时候，主耶稣的身体和他的血属灵的实在的临到了我们。
And so we see that in the Lord's Supper, Jesus' body and bread, body and blood is truly present to us spiritually.
每个领圣餐的基督徒凭着信心，我们实实在在的领受了耶稣基督在十字架上舍命要赐给我们的一切恩惠。
And so every believing Christian actually receives the grace, the saving grace of Jesus through his spiritual presence in the body, in the bread and the cup.
这种真实性的临到到一个什么程度，到我们就像我们吃饼和杯的一样感觉到的真实程度。
And so this kind of partaking of the true spiritual body and blood of Jesus is just as real as we eat and partake of the physical bread of the cup.
如果我们每次圣餐真的像手中拿的饼、手中拿的杯那样感觉到我们灵里与耶稣基督那样的相交，那这个圣餐的经历是何等的美。
Well, then we can feel and feel the impact spiritually of Jesus' presence with us, just as our hands can feel and touch the bread and the cup. Then how amazing will this experience be for the Lord's Supper?
只有在圣餐进入到这样的境界当中的时候，我们的生命，我们属灵的生命，才真正的得到喂养。
So only when we have, when our understanding of the Lord's Supper and our experience can reach this level, when we understand Jesus' spiritual presence, then our spiritual lives can receive great benefit and nourishment.
那时候耶稣真的是我们生命的粮。
And then we can truly understand that Jesus is our spiritual food.
这是改革中的，这样的圣餐观也是改革中的圣餐观。
And this is a reformed understanding of. Reformed understanding of the Lord's Supper.
我相信加尔文能够如此的注视圣餐，用这样的圣餐观，我相信在圣餐中，加尔文他经历了这样属灵的同在。
And I believe that John Calvin is able to express, write this down in words and express it so because he himself has experienced this when he partook in the Lord's Supper.
我也相信。听了他加尔文如此教导的弟兄姐妹，也应该有相同的经历。
And I also believe that the brothers and sisters who have heard John Calvin explain this, they too have a similar experience.
我们刚刚进行完圣餐。
And so we just finished the Lord's Supper.
在我们进行的圣餐中，我们有没有这个感觉？我们灵里和耶稣基督相交。
And when we partook in the Lord's Supper, did we have this experience? Did our spirits understand and feel that deep communion and connection with the Lord?
我们灵里与耶稣基督相遇了。
Have we been united with Jesus spiritually?
说老实话，我们没有这样感觉。
And to be honest, we don't have this feeling.
希望弟兄都没有这样感觉。
I pray that brothers and sisters that we all have this experience.
现在我们要想到，我们为什么不会有这样的感觉？
And so we need to ask ourselves, why is it that we do not have this experience?
是否我们忽略了圣经 有关圣餐教导的一个重要真理。
And perhaps is it because we have missed an important teaching concerning the Lord's Supper?
因为我们失去了这个真理，所以我们没有这个感觉。
And because we have skipped over this truth, so we do not have experienced this feeling.
在准备这篇讲道的时候
，And so as I was preparing this sermon,
我看到了我们忽略的一个重要环节。
And so I saw one important passage of scripture, one important point that we have skipped over.
这个环节记载在约翰福音十三章四到十一节。
And so we see this in the Gospel of John.
我们可以把圣经翻到约翰福音十三章四到十一节，这十节经文。
And so we can see this in John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章四到十一节。
John chapter 13 verses 4 to 11.
这十节经文大家都很熟悉。
And everyone knows this very well. The passage.
我一读出来，大家马上知道。哦，这个经文我知道。
And as soon as I read it, everyone will know. Oh, I know this passage.
耶稣指啊，我从第三节开始读。
I'll start with verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，却知道自己要从神出来，自己是从神出来，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。挨着西门彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我要我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“我，你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚洗一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”
And so, verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God, and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. And he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' his feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, The one who has faith does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean.
这段经文我们是不是很熟悉？耶稣给使徒洗脚。
Is this not a passage that we are familiar with? Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
这十节经文的上文一到三节。
And so we see that in the context, verses 1 to 3 of chapter 13.
讲到逾越节之前吃晚饭的时候。
It's talking about the feast of the Passover before they were eating.
这个晚饭应该就是逾越节的宴席。
And so this would be the Passover feast.
到第四节说耶稣离席站起来。
And so it says that verse 4 that he rose from supper.
因此耶稣本来已经坐在逾越节宴席的桌子旁边，现在他离席站起来。
And so Jesus was reclining around the table of the feast, and now he arose.
倒水给门徒洗脚。
And he poured out the water and washed his disciples' feet.
每次我们读完了这个故事之后，
Every time we finish reading this,
我们的重点就移到了这段经文的下文。
So we go to the, our main point goes to the end of the passage.
就是约翰福音十三章十二到二十节的内容。
And so then we go to the content that is expressed in verses 12 and following.
第二个你可以看，我就不念了。
And so, brothers and sisters, you can just look at it on your own, and I will not read this.
特别是十四节是这一段经文的主要意思。
Especially verse 14 being central, the meaning.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
因此，有的教会根据这些经文就彼此比较。
And so some churches, because of this, of this verse, actually then institute the washing of feet for other people.
我在这里不是说这一部分内容不重要。
And I'm not saying that this teaching is unimportant.
但是重要的地方不在彼此比较的地方，重要的地方是彼此相爱，彼此谦卑相爱，包容的。
And so I'm not saying it's not important to wash one another's feet, but I'm saying the main point should be to the love, to have the love for one another.
当我们把重心移到十三章十二到二十节这部分内容的时候，我们完全忽略了耶稣替门徒洗脚这个行动过程中的真理。
And so when we too quickly skip over the verses to verses 12 and following, then we often miss the importance of what Jesus is actually doing here in his washing.
我们要知道耶稣给门徒洗脚是在逾越节宴席要进行的过程当中耶稣站起来给门徒洗脚的。
And so we see that the importance is also the fact that Jesus not only that he was washing the disciples' feet, but doing this during the Passover feast.
也就是说耶稣在设立圣餐之前有了给门徒洗脚的这个行为。
So in other words, before they had the supper of the Passover feast, Jesus actually went and had this act of washing the disciples' feet.
所以我们要看耶稣给门徒洗脚这个行为要启示给我们个什么样的真理。
And so then we need to see what this act before of washing the disciples' feet before the Passover supper, what truth is revealed here.
第八节，彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
Verse 8, Peter says that you shall never wash my feet.
而耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me."
当西门彼得听到耶稣这么说，就马上说。主啊，不但要洗我的脚，连手头也要洗。
And so when some people heard this from the Lord, then he responded, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
到第十节，耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。”
And verse 10, Jesus says to him, "Well, the one who has faith does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean."
主耶稣在圣餐之前有这样一个举动，他要告诉我们什么？主耶稣在吃圣餐的饼和杯之前。要告诉我们什么？
And so what is he trying to tell us when he washed the disciples' feet before Passover and before the cup and the bread? What is Jesus trying to tell us?
在吃圣餐的饼和杯之前，主耶稣告诉我们，我们要清洁净自己。
And so Jesus is telling us that before we partake in the cup and the bread and the cup, we are to sanctify ourselves.
当然，这里的洁净不是指洁净我们肉体的身体。
And of course, this cleansing, this cleansing of ourselves does not refer to the sanctifying does not refer to our earthly bodies.
在属灵的圣灵当中，洁净的必然是我们的心灵。
But rather, that this is related to our spirit, but our spirit, our spiritual life.
所以主耶稣洗脚的行为，关注的也不是使徒的身体。所关注的是他们的心灵。
And so even here, when Jesus is washing his feet, he is not thinking primarily about the physical body, but also but by their spiritual bodies.
主耶稣在这里说了，洗过澡的人只要脚一洗就干净了。
And here Jesus says, "The one who has faith does not need to wash except for his feet."
所以，对在圣礼中的人，只要受过洗的人，你要洁净自己。
And so here we see that for those who are baptized, you need to cleanse yourself.
你如果连受洗都没受洗，你无法洁净自己，不可能洁净自己。
And so if you have not even been baptized, then you are unable to cleanse yourself.
所以说，主耶稣这里指洗过澡的人是指属灵上来看就是受过洗的人。
And so here, when Jesus is talking about a person who has bathed, this is talking about someone who is spiritually bathed, or in other words, someone who is baptized.
那洗脚又表示什么呢？
Well then, what is this cleaning of the feet then? This cleansing of the feet?
我们举行圣餐，哥林多前书十一章二十八节。我刚才说的是二十六节，现在哥林多前书圣餐从哥林多前书十一章二十三节到二十八节，全是有关圣餐的。
But then, well, what is that cleansing? Again, we can look at 1 Corinthians 11:23-28. We just read verse 26 a little while ago.
我们现在看哥林多前书十一章二十八节。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 11:28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼，喝着杯。
Let a person examine himself and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
这里说人应当自己省察。
It says here, let a person examine himself.
能够自我省察的人，必然是受过洗的基督徒。
So who is able to examine himself? Well, only those who are baptized.
在主耶稣有关洗给使徒洗洗澡的这个比喻中，就是指洗过澡的人。
And so we see that in this metaphor of the bathing, that those who are baptized are those who are bathing.
自己省察就是我们自己要洗脚。
And so when we examine ourselves, then that corresponds with the washing of the feet.
洗脚是我们经常的一个活动，对不对？
And washing our feet is a regular part of our life, right?
在美国好像人每天都洗澡。
So in the actual bathing, in America, people usually bathe once a day.
在中国没有条件，一般来说不会每天都洗澡。
And in China, not so much. So about half the people might wash every day.
但再没条件，人一般每天都会洗脚。
But generally, everyone will wash their feet every day.
所以说，耶稣的比喻恰当的恰当。
And so we see that Jesus's metaphor is actually quite good.
就是自我审查。
So we see that washing the feet is actually examining ourselves.
自我审查要经常，每天都要进行。
So this is something that we need to do every day. We need to examine ourselves every day.
当然，属灵的自我审查离不开上帝的话。
And of course, the spiritual examining of ourselves cannot depart from the Word of God.
不像我们洗脚大量的时候就可以洗这么容易。
And so it's not as simple as just washing our feet with water.
我们要在真理的圣经的真理中来洗自己的脚。
And so we need to wash our feet through the true Word of God.
当然，上帝很看重我们外在的行为。
And of course, God does care about our outward behavior.
但是上帝，圣经说上帝更是监察人心的上帝。
But we see that God, even more so, He is one who examines the inner thoughts.
所以说，我们省察自己的时候，我们很多时候，我们省察自己都在行为上省察自己。
And so when we examine ourselves, we tend to examine our behaviors.
啊，今天我说话大声了，态度不好。
Today I spoke too loudly and my attitude was not good.
哇，今天我和孩子们发脾气了。
Ooh, today I had a temper with the kids, impatient with them.
今天上班我好像有点懒，没有那么勤奋。
Oh, today at work I was a bit more lazy and I was a lot more.
我不是说这些东西我们不需要审查。
Now I'm not saying that we shouldn't examine these kind of things.
但是我们一定要清楚知道我们。更重要的是审查自己的心智。
We need to see that. More importantly, we also need to examine our spiritual, our heart motivations, etc.
检查我们自己内心，我们是不是每时每刻都把上帝的国放在第一首位
？Examine our hearts. Do we, in every moment and every hour, place the kingdom of God first?
放在最重要的位置。
Do we place it as the most important place in our hearts?
世上属俗世的任何事情都要为这件事让路。
And then do we also then put that in the primary place and let all the other whatever good earthly things let those come second place?
或者我可以这么说，我们可能整天为属世的事情忙碌。
Or to put it another way, we can spend a whole day trying to live for earthly things.
这很正常的。
This is normal.
因为我们有八小时的上班。
If we have 8 hours of work,
因为我们要做饭要吃饱自己的肚子
，and because we need to cook, we need to feed ourselves.
因为我们的屋子要打扫
，and because our house needs cleaning.
因为我们前院草要剪
，and because the grass in front.
你说我不做这件事，我只想天上说我怎么活
？And if I don't do these things, and I just look toward heaven, how can I live?
做这些事不是问题
，and doing these things is not wrong.
问题是我们的心是不是被这些事所夺去了？
But then the key is, do these things crowd out our hearts?
天上的事在我们心里已经没位置了。
And do they crowd it out so that the heavenly things are no longer have a place in our hearts?
这才是我们审查的。
And this is what we need to examine.
重点是重点。
And this is the key point.
我每天早上起来，第一件事是不是想到上帝的事？
When I first wake up, the first thing I think of is that, do I think of God's work and His kingdom?
天上的事。
Do I think of the heavenly matters?
因为天上那是我们将去的更美的家乡。
Because in heaven, that is the place that we will go. That is our better home.
我们不想那更要去的更美的家乡，不是很大的错误。
And if we don't think about our better and true home in heaven, then is that not wrong?
所以我们始终是要思想天国的事情。
And so we need to think of those seek after the things of heaven.
我们要使自己的心里落入这样的境界里面。
So we need to make sure that our hearts are in this mode.
你可以做世上的事。
Then we can do earthly things.
但你不能丢了这个境界。
But then we can't throw the
这是我们要省察的。
We can't abandon this central point. This is the thing that we have to examine.
可以说，一旦丢了这个警戒，我们就与天国无分了。
In other words, if we even abandon this key point, then we have no part of the kingdom of heaven.
我们临饼临杯的时候，也不可能和主耶稣真正的相会相遇。
And so when we take of the cup and of the bread, that we can't actually be present with Jesus.
只有当我们心里有这样警戒的时候。
But only when our hearts understand that we need to focus on the heavenly matters,
我们才会碰到耶稣基督。
Then we'll be able to meet Jesus.
这个真理也告诉我们，没有受过洗的人不可以临圣餐的道理。
And this passage also tells us the scriptural truth that those who are not baptized cannot partake of the Lord's Supper.
同时也告诉我们，没有洗脚、没有省察自己的人。
And it also tells us that those have not washed their feet.
临饼临杯时不会有主属灵的同在，因为我们心里没有这个境界。
That if they partake of the Lord's Supper, they will not meet the spiritual presence of Jesus.
因此，我们也领受不到主耶稣在十字架上受要赐给我们所有的恩惠。
And so we are unable to partake of the grace that comes to us through the cross of Christ.
我们也真正得不到属天的能力。
And so we cannot actually obtain the power that comes from heaven.
所以借着今天上帝话语中我们领受的真理。
And so today through God's word, let us partake of this truth.
我希望弟兄姊妹。
I hope and pray that brothers and sisters.
当然更包括我在内。
And of course, I'm including myself.
要严格遵守守安息日的规定。
That we need to strictly keep the commandment to observe the Lord's Day, Sabbath.
星期六天黑之后，你就不要再想属世的事情。
And then after sundown on Saturday night, not to think of earthly things.
要把自己的心预备好，预备出这样的警戒与朝见上帝面的那朝见上帝面的这种警戒里面。
And so that we are then instead to prepare our hearts and to turn our hearts toward the face of God.
准备星期天来见主的面。
That we might prepare ourselves to meet the Lord face to face on Sunday.
特别是当有圣餐的主日的时候。
And especially on Sundays where the Lord's Supper is instituted.
星期六的晚上，我们安静自己的时候，一定要用上帝的话来省察自己。
And so we need to quiet ourselves on Saturday night, and we need to do so using the Word of God.
自己是不是把上帝的国、上帝的事放在首位？
Do we actually put the kingdom of God first in our lives?
我们是不是更渴慕上帝的国、上帝的家？
Do we desire more indeed? Do we desire most of the kingdom of God in our home in heaven?
如果你又想到一个程度啊，你渴慕吧，我真的太希望在天国里了。
And if you get to this point where you desire so much, you just wish that you could be in the kingdom of heaven.
当你心预备好到这个程度的时候，
and when you have prepared yourself to this level,
我相信在圣餐中主一定与你相遇。
And I believe that in the Lord's Supper that Jesus, the Lord Jesus will truly be with you.
你一定能在圣餐中得力量。
And in the Lord's Supper, you will truly receive heavenly power.
你属灵的生命也能够在圣餐中得以建造，得以成长。
And then your spiritual life will also grow and receive sustenance and nourishment through the Lord's Supper.
基督就是你属生命的粮。
And so then we see that Jesus truly is your spiritual food.
基督要借着圣餐，给你属天的所有的恩惠。
And so Jesus, through the Lord's Supper, will give you all the spiritual blessings of heaven.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你将你的话语保护、话语赐给我们，借着你的话语，让我们知道我们该如何行。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your word, you have preserved it till now, and that through it you teach us what we are to do.
当你的话语被解开之后，我们就知道我们是有盼望的。
And when your word is interpreted and open to us, then we see that we are people who have hope.
只要我们愿意，我们一定能从你那里得到力量。
And that if we are willing, then we can certainly receive spiritual power from you.
奔走天路。
So we are able to walk along the way by the heavenly path.
成为一个你所喜悦的人。
And we might become someone who is pleasing to you.
因为你的恩典够我们用。
Because your grace is sufficient for us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.